This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time is 8:39 in the Next Title studio this morning. We have Ada County Commissioner Rick Visser as our special guest. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul J.
And most of the conversation this morning, I would assume, would have to do with the river, with mosquito abatement, with flooding, with the lowering of the water. The core of the river flowing through the middle has been dominating as far as county news goes, and continues to be so.
You're absolutely right. All-time record year with the snowpack and all-time records with the flooding. Driving over here, I heard Chris say that the flow is at 6750. I just checked with our emergency management director, and this afternoon it'll drop another 50 feet to 6700, which will be a low. And it's interesting, the phenomenon of water on the banks. If it's flowing a lot and quickly, you get erosion, and we see that. But if the water level declines too fast, the banks will also crumble. So the Bureau of Rec and the Army Corps of Engineers and our people are following it, and the Bureau of Rec is lowering it quite slowly. So the river is still in the news. The flooding risk is for the most part over. However, if you drive over towards Mountain Home and look up to the Trinities, you'll see a snowpack mountain range.
Yeah. And I guess the snowpack in the Boise Basin is about, what, 3 times what it normally is.
That's exactly right. And it's 3.5 times over by the Trinities for June 14th. That's the last date that I got on an update. But we all know what mosquitoes are. They're the biggest pest out there. It's interesting, in doing some research on it, I found out that more people are killed by mosquitoes than by any other living thing.
Wow.
Yes. They're particularly vicious in Africa, where they don't have the immunizations. But we are looking for an outbreak of mosquitoes, and again, we've got the team in place to handle that.
The reservoir system is pretty close to capacity also.
Yes, the latest figure I saw this morning was right at around 95 to 96% full.
And I think it is very interesting what you said a moment ago about it's not something you can just turn down. All right, lower the river. We have flood dangers over. Let's just lower it. You have to lower it in increments. You have to be careful how you do it, so you don't mess up other stuff.
Right, and people are going to get anxious and want to go tubing and rafting on the river, but they have to realize this is the best way to handle this record winter and snowpack that we've had.
Is there a possibility that there could still be a float season, maybe from Barber Park, or is it kind of a remote possibility at this point?
Well, if we were on video, you could see I'm crossing my fingers on that one. We've actually renegotiated the deal with the rafting company that has contracted out with us and changed the term and the endurance of the contract to reflect what could happen. We do hope we get one in. 1st of August would be probably the best-case scenario. It'd be a surprise to get it even in July, though.
And as you said, the majority of the Greenbelt still closed for now?
Yes, and that's there are still sections. You don't have to go far on the Greenbelt to see sections that are underwater or else eroded quite a bit. And our next project with the cities will be to restore and rebuild the damage that this season has caused.
So, and there's a lot of damage, too. As you walk, ride, whatever, skateboard up and down the Greenbelt, there are going to be places that visually you can see damage.
Oh, yes.
There are going to be places that have damage marked on them.
Yes.
And then there are going to be damaged places that have no markings at all. What should you do? How should you handle that? And how is the county handling that?
Well, the part of the county that is still open is the section from Warm Springs all the way out to Lucky Peak. And you can go there, but technically and by law, people should not be using the greenbelt. They'll think, well, the water isn't there anymore, but you're at risk. If the bank underneath it is washed away, it could collapse there. It's just not worth the risk. It really isn't. And you can actually hurt the environment by going out there and walking on parts of the greenbelt that aren't supported.
We've had people ask us, you know, when do you think the green belt will be back to normal? And I think some of them expected us to say middle of summer, but that's not even close to being true, is it?
It isn't. In looking at our drone flyovers, we see significant damage on it, and it's going to take some great planning to build it up properly so it doesn't wash out even with a normal river flow.
Next year?
I would say to open it all up this year would be optimistic, but it might be done by the end of the fall.
KBOY News time is 8:45. Our guest in the Next Title studio this morning is Ada County Commissioner Rick Visser. Let's check traffic, and we'll come back and talk about mosquito abatement.
Okay.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Commissioner Rick Visser from the Ada County is with us today. Mosquito abatement was added to the local disaster declaration from March 27th. It's kind of a perfect storm. As far as, I mean, if you wanted to be a mosquito farmer, this would be the year. What are we going to do? How serious a problem do we have? And let's talk a little bit about getting rid of these things.
Okay, Paul and Chris, I'll share just some of the facts that I've received from our weed pest and mosquito department. With the high water levels and the water levels fluctuating, we've had pools of water just about everywhere near the river, and mosquitoes are survivors. I found out that in Africa, they had mosquito eggs that were dormant for 50 years because of water, no rain. They had dry weather, but when they got the floods, they came up to these levels, and the mosquitoes hatched. So our people have been out researching, and we've found mosquito larvae pools in these ponds, clusters, and the early estimate is that we're going to have up to 100 times as many mosquitoes as in the past average. Now, our philosophy on that and our plan on that is to act quickly. Before they hatch, we're already doing some spraying, and with the emergency declaration, we were able to get some money immediately transferred over to mosquito abatement, and we've had to go to aerial application, which is much more expensive than the fogging by truck or the manual going in there. But mosquitoes, you know, if you look at what a survivor this bug is, a single female mosquito can lay 10,000 eggs each season.
Wow.
And they only live a season, a few weeks.
Now, with the much larger number of mosquitoes, I guess there's a much larger percentage or a chance that we could get West Nile virus?
That's correct, Chris. From one of the trapping teams that went out and trapped mosquitoes in different areas, they collected over 6,000 mosquitoes, analyzed those, and 50% of them were the Culex mosquito, which is the carrier for the West Nile virus. The good news is that none of them were carrying West Nile at that time. The reality check is that birds are the prime carrier of West Nile, and migrating birds are constantly going through the area, so we have to keep up our fight.
there are a number of surveillance sites every year because of standing water, and I guess this year they're 160.
Right. I mean, there's that many that we have out there. The teams are working overtime to try and stay ahead of it, but they are an efficient pest. They multiply quickly, and all they need is a little bit of water. So we're urging citizens to, if you see puddles of water around your place, throw some dirt on it, fill it somehow, brush it off with a shovel, whatever you have, and then use DEET and other measures to avoid getting bit.
Are you trying to do things you haven't done before, trying new things?
Well, we're very fortunate to have Brian Wilbur as the director of Weed Pest and Mosquitoes, and Brian has been in that position with that department for over 30 years. So he knows how to handle it. We have had to use aerial applications in the past, but we cannot regularly use them. But you can see how effective we've been in the past. You know, with your outdoor barbecues the last several years, it seems like the mosquitoes are less of a pest than they have been.
I think of mosquitoes as coming out about the time the sun goes down, but there are going to be day biters too, right?
There are day biters too. Oh, yeah. Good point, Chris. They can get you anytime you want. I was recently down by the southern part of Ada County near the Snake River, and they were pooled up there, and when we took our lunch break, they attacked.
And it looks like some problem areas are going to be, well, Ann Morrison Park is one of them.
Exactly. Areas along the river are going to be the worst ones because as the water recedes, you're going to get those little pools, a little slough here, even a tire tread, a footprint. All it takes is a half inch of water for the eggs to take off. So be cautious around the river. Another warning, you know, it's not just the green belt, but it's those enemies, the mosquito.
We like easy ways to remember what to do, and you've got the three D's.
Yes. You're going to have to give them to me. I don't have them on my shirt.
I certainly will. Drain any standing water.
Yes.
Dress appropriately, light-colored long sleeves, pants, and defend with DEET. It's actually almost four D's, or another EPA-approved insect repellent.
Yes. Thanks, Chris. And I apologize for not having those notes
with
me, but
okay.
I do remember the D's.
And if we need status updates, we can go to the Ada County website.
Yes. Yep, we've got that. And right on our main webpage, we have links on the issues with mosquitoes. Another thing to think about, I don't know if you looked around, but I just went over to eastern Idaho for a conference, and it was still quite green over there. But coming back, once I got near Mountain Home,
sure,
we're already turning brown.
Yep, it won't take long.
No, it won't take long at all. I passed through the area by Glens Ferry where we had the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a weed season and a potential fire season. So take note, everyone that's listening.
We have just a little bit less than a minute left, but budget presentations are happening this week, and I guess that's a lot of fun. but people can go and see these over at the courthouse, right?
Yes. Today they're going to be going from 9:30 to 3. This will wrap up this week's presentations. It's going to be more than a fun year. It's going to be a challenging year with what we've expended in snow removal, flood control. Now we're going to go in rebuilding the green belt, mosquito control. With the aerial application, we're estimating the cost of the first round of applications to be $500,000.
Wow. Well, Commissioner Visser, we thank you very much for your time this morning. Thanks for coming in and visiting with us on KBOI.
You bet, Chris, and thank you, Paul J., also.
Sure. And good luck with the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
KBOI News Time, 8:56. Idaho Talks Live after a news break at the top of the hour.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, Paul J. and Chris. Got about an hour left this morning. A lot of interesting stuff. Mr. Warm Beer checked out. His son doesn't like what he sees. His son, serious mental injuries.
Right. Well, the
hint of blame
exactly
for the president. Yeah, a little bit.
The story that came out earlier in the day said that he was in fact in a coma, which his parents hadn't even known about. He's been in a coma
not till yesterday
for more than a year, and his parents didn't know anything about it. They thought he was just coming home.
How about that? Your kid's coming home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
what's left of him?
Here's some bad news. There was some story from the North Koreans that said that he had taken some medication or something and slipped into a coma. But the father thinks that it really looks like they basically beat him until he slipped into a coma.
Yeah.
And so that could very well be true. And, you know, of course, yesterday a lot of the news was about the shooting that happened mm-hmm. at the baseball practice. And tonight they're still going to have that congressional baseball game.
Good for them.
At the Nationals Park.
And the Russian investigation now inside the Oval Office.
Yeah, the special counsel appointed to investigate Russian influence in the 2016 presidential campaign, and you know anybody who might be involved, did announce yesterday that they are now examining whether the president tried to obstruct justice. Accusations of obstruction arose last month when the president fired the director of the FBI, James Comey. Some people thought good idea, other people thought bad idea. Last week, Comey testified in a Senate hearing that he believed he was fired because he was delving into the Russia investigation. And Comey also testified that he had told the president that he personally was not under investigation, which didn't mean that, you know, the investigation wasn't revolving around him, just that he personally, they didn't suspect of doing anything in particular. But the Washington Post reported late yesterday that special counsel Robert Mueller was seeking interviews with three of the current administration officials who were not involved in the campaign. Dan Coats is the director of national intelligence, mm-hmm. Michael Rogers, the head of the National Security Agency, and Richard, I think it's Leggett, the former NSA deputy director. The president took to his Twitter account this morning and denounced the report, which I don't think is a surprise.
No.
He said they made up a phony collusion with the Russians story, found zero proof, so now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice. Mark Corallo, who is a spokesman for the president's personal lawyer, the one that we heard talk last week, had responded last night to the Washington Post report by saying the FBI leak of information regarding the president is outrageous, inexcusable, and illegal. Now, the Post report cited anonymous sources who were briefed on requests made by investigators. It was not known whether the FBI was the source of the information, because when you say anonymous, it's anonymous. They don't tell you who it is, obviously. The New York Times also reported the story. Now, Mueller met yesterday with the leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee in an effort to ensure their investigations don't conflict. I can't see how they could help but conflict. The leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee said in a statement issued yesterday that they look forward to future engagements with Mueller. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr of North Carolina, he is, of course, a Republican, and then Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, who isn't, did not provide any other details regarding the meeting. An aide who is familiar with the meeting said it was held to discuss the investigations, including ways that the parallel inquiries don't interfere with or overlap one another, which I guess just means that they won't be calling the same witnesses on the same day.
Yeah.
The aide spoke on condition of anonymity, and again, more anonymity, because the meeting was private. The meeting comes a day after lawmakers questioned Justice Department officials about the probe and Mueller's independence, and after a friend of the president said that the White House was considering firing Mueller. And we kind of figured out that he didn't quite know what he was talking about.
Yeah, and what they're saying is this now makes it virtually impossible for the president and the administration to dismiss this probe as a sideshow or small potatoes or a distraction mm-hmm. somehow created by the biased media, which doesn't mean they won't do that, because they probably will.
Yep.
And we're now talking about the president of the United States being investigated for possibly obstructing justice in relation to a criminal probe about a foreign government meddling in our election.
Yeah, which is an interesting development.
Seems rather large.
What a revolting development this is.
Exactly.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, we've heard from him a lot the last couple of weeks. He appointed Mueller last month, and he testified on Tuesday, day before yesterday, that he has seen no evidence of good cause to fire Mueller, and so he had no intention of doing so. Yesterday, Senate Judiciary Chairman Charles Grassley, Chuck Grassley, said his panel will investigate the removal of FBI Director James Comey, former FBI Director Comey, and any alleged improper partisan interference in law enforcement investigations. Grassley announced the investigation in a letter to Dianne Feinstein, a California senator who is a Democrat, and she's the panel's top Democrat. Grassley's office said the letter is in response to a recent letter from Feinstein requesting that the committee seek details from senior FBI leadership about Comey's interactions with the president before Comey was fired. The letter said the investigation will also probe Comey's testimony that Loretta Lynch, as President Obama's attorney general, had directed him to describe an FBI probe into Hillary Clinton's email practices as a matter, not a probe, not an investigation, but a matter, and to actually avoid using the word investigation. Now, it says, you and I agree that the American people deserve a full accounting of attempts to meddle in both our democratic processes and the impartial administration of justice. It is my view that fully investigating the facts, circumstances, and rationale for Mr. Comey's removal will provide us the opportunity to do that on a cooperative bipartisan basis. And it's starting to seem a little more bipartisan, despite the fact that they will be investigating the president, because they have now mentioned the previous administration as well.
Right.
It's almost like throwing them a bone, I think. But Feinstein has said the Judiciary Committee should investigate, but had asked Grassley to keep the investigations separate. Grassley said Comey's dismissal and Comey's testimony on Lynch should be looked at the same time together, noting that Comey took the opportunity in his testimony to clear his own name by denouncing as false the administration's claims that the FBI rank and file had lost confidence in his leadership in the wake of the Clinton email investigation. So
this is way above my pay grade, baby.
But you can't really separate the two because of that now. And that could end up, that could end up biting a lot of different people.
Well, they're knocking at the door.
Exactly.
They are knocking at the door.
We'd like to hear from you this morning. And there's also a poll out. We'll talk about that in the next few minutes, about how many people actually do, in a new poll, think that the president meddled in the Russia probe. Chances are the number won't surprise you. 336-3700. Call now, 336-3700, if you'd like to comment. It's 9:15.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time is 9:20. It's Idaho Talks Live. Our KBOI rewards code for today, Thursday, is obstruction, OBSTRUCTION, obstruction. Go to KBOI.com, follow the instructions at KBOI.com about the rewards code, and enter obstruction, and it's your chance to win some fabulous prizes.
All right, let's go to the phones, and Gene of Meridian. Gene, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Okay, as far as Comey is concerned, I don't understand why we would believe him when he says that the rank and file were not upset with how he was handling the FBI. I happen to have three family members who have been in the FBI over the past few, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest one has been there for 22 years. Had risen to management or head, being in charge of
special agent. Yeah, okay.
And had been there for 22 years, and had 8 8 years ago to meet his 30-year retirement. And just prior to Comey being fired, he retired, which was a shock to the whole family. Okay. But he was so upset, and his integrity wouldn't allow him to remain with what was happening. I thought Comey should have been fired when he came out and said the things he said about Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Because it was unusual, it seemed unusual for the FBI director to be calling a press conference and saying that sort of thing?
Yeah, and I thought, oh my gosh, she's not going to win. I thought yeah. he set it right that you know, he set the precedent what was going to happen to her, that she's not going to win. I was in shock.
And the whole thing's been kind of upside down, because I think at that point there were a lot of people who assumed that he was bringing this out right before the election as a way to hurt Hillary Clinton's chances of winning the presidency. And then shortly thereafter, all of a sudden, you know, he's having trouble with Donald Trump as well.
Yes, and you know, I can understand, I'm not a Democrat, but I can understand why they would be upset with him, why she would be upset with him. And the other thing that I'm you know, just thought about the other day, why was the, if the Russians tried to hack into the Democrats, I mean, why was it to harm the Democrats? Why wasn't it maybe to help the Democrats?
Yeah, and that's the part that's not really clear either. That's why people keep referring to it as simply meddling in the election, because they're not entirely sure what was done and when.
Yeah, and it could have been to help the Democrats, and it backfired because you know, as we remember the Obama and his little talk caught over the microphone.
About having more leeway after the election?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. You know, why would it be, you know, just necessarily to harm the Democrats?
Right.
So anyway,
well, I guess
there was a lot of upset FBI agents, mm-hmm. according to this family member. And so Comey's wrong. Yeah, and why would we take his word? I mean, he's just talking about himself. Mm-hmm. How come we haven't talked to some FBI agents? Or, of course, they're not going to. I don't believe they would come out and say things.
Well, that's probably why, yeah.
You know, but, I mean, yeah, okay, so that's what you think.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, that's not what's been happening, because yeah. Just from our family, we know that that's not true.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for the call, Gene. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Gene.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's somebody with a little closer connection.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
We have just about a minute until we have to go to a break. But I mentioned that poll.
Yeah.
It's actually a clear majority of Americans right now, according to this poll, believe that the president has tried to interfere with the investigation into whether Russia in some way meddled in the 2016 election and possible campaign collusion. Just 1 in 5 actually support his decision to fire Comey. Gene apparently is one of those. Following Comey's appearance before Congress, the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll showed that 68% of Americans are at least moderately concerned about the possibility that the president or his campaign associates had inappropriate ties to Russia. And, of course, polls are like that. Are you at least moderately concerned? Well, yeah, I'm at least moderately concerned about aliens coming from space, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, not losing sleep tonight. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Paul, Jane, Chris. Get to the phones, Gary of Emmett. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul J. On this issue of Comey and Mueller and all of them, last time I checked, there was a man in the White House, I think his name is Donald J. Trump, or Donald Trump, I don't know about his middle name.
Yeah, his middle name is John, you had it right.
Okay, and he's the commander-in-chief of this nation, not Mueller or not Comey or not a half a dozen of those other real extra special people. And I believe that our commander-in-chief he's chosen to let this thing just run its course. And you know how he is. I believe he's a chess player in real life. And I think he's about three steps ahead of them all the time. And I just know that he's letting it run its course for some reason. He could shut it down. He could have removed Mueller yesterday, but he didn't, you know. And so I just know that he's strategizing, and I believe he's probably one of the most honest people to ever come into politics that we've had in a long time.
A lot of people, Gary, are saying, though, that he could just let it go away, but he won't do it. Is that part of the strategy you're talking about?
Right. And when I say strategy, I don't mean in a conflicting way that he's being charged as or, you know, accused of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about straight, honest strategy. I'm not talking about strategies of the con artist or something like that.
Right, right.
He's a straight shooter, and he's got tunnel vision, and that's a really high-quality virtue to have at this very time. Because anybody else that didn't have tunnel vision, they'd be looking left or right, wondering, what are they going to think of me if I do this? It doesn't seem to bother him at all to do what he thinks is best for the nation.
He conducts things differently than other presidents have. I think he intended to do it that way. Uh-huh. And also, it seems to throw some people off their game as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you would if you were coaching in sports, you try to make sure you can do something that the other team can't even implement their what they're trying to do.
Yes. Well, that's all I have for now.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you. Interesting. Interesting.
We just got a bulletin, by the way, that the jury in the Bill Cosby case has been deadlocked. They've deliberated for 30 hours total.
Judge
and the judge said, well, it doesn't matter if you're deadlocked. Go back and figure something out. Yeah. So
have a sandwich, get your butt to work. It's basically what he said.
And I wanted to mention very quickly, don't forget to listen to this show between 8:30 and 10 on Monday morning. We're going to be giving away 4 packs of tickets for next week's Boise Hawks games.
Yep.
And we've got a former Boise State football player who's playing for the Eugene Emeralds. We'll have our first 3 games against them.
Yep. Nice stuff. All right, back to the phones, and John of Boise. John, good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
You're right. Well, there's obviously a lot going on.
Yep.
But we have, I guess this has just been the game ever since we started electing people.
Yeah.
I think the biggest part that has changed is that those who are sworn to protect us from our enemies have forgotten the part about within. There's going to be members of whether it's the FBI or the CIA that actually know the people that are leaking this information. Those are the ones that they ought to be calling for. And not in the sense of hiding what they know, but not saying what they know.
Hmm. You know, and I understand that because there are only a certain number of people who would even have access to a lot of the information that has been released. And so it would be a small list.
Right. But what I'm getting at is that somebody else has to know.
Yeah.
You know, they know that Tim was the one who released the information.
Right, and like you say, they're not telling.
But if they actually know, they're also just as guilty.
Yeah, on some level, I suppose that's true, yeah?
Well, it's exactly on the same level.
Yeah, I mean, there are lawyers who will argue between lying and withholding information, but a lot of people think that's the same.
Right, but if you come out directly and say that you will give them a pass, you'll find all these leakers in a short amount of time.
You think they'd all step forward if they had immunity?
Well, we've given immunity for a lot larger things very recently.
True.
So we could use the own entities to nip this, which is what they should be doing right now, period. And for anybody to say that Comey was doing a good job, all you have to do is look at politics for the last 2 years, and either side has had plenty of reason to fire him.
Yes. All right, John.
Yeah, thanks, yeah.
Appreciate the call. Robert of Boise wrote in to say the woman just called in and asked, why should we believe Comey, former head of the FBI, that testified in public before Congress over her, an anonymous source repeating hearsay evidence, if true, her relative was only one person? She was given her opinion based on things she's heard from someone who was actually in the FBI and chose to leave the FBI last year after planning to stay 8 more years. So, obviously, I don't know exactly what is true and what isn't, but that sounded fairly believable.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:45. We'll be back with more of your phone calls on Idaho Talks Live.
This is Idaho Talks Live, today at 3. Listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
All right, Paul, Jay, and Chris, we are back. Terry of CUNA on the line. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, guys, and congratulations, Paul, on your award.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What gets me about these people in the so-called Senate intelligence investigation, Comey said, no, Trump was not being investigated at all. So why are we continuing with this garbage that, now we got to see if he obstructed justice? You want to talk about obstructing justice? How about Bill and what was her name on the tarmac when
Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch. And then all of a sudden, Comey comes up and says, oh, yeah, she violated all these laws, and et cetera, committed felonies, either by accident or not. It doesn't matter, according to the law. But yet there's no investigation.
Did that strike you as interesting that basically Mueller said that we're not going to separate these two things, that that's going to have to be part of it as well, since, Comey was somewhat involved?
Yeah, and, obstruction of justice? How? Did he fire the guy that's going after him tooth and nail? No. Did Comey say that, he tried to really, put the pressure on me to quit, stop the investigation? No. And as far as that poll that says supposedly the majority of Americans think that Trump did something wrong, you can actually believe the news media? They haven't produced one thing, one single ounce of any evidence that Trump did anything wrong, and yet they're still dragging it out. I mean, enough is enough. It's just ridiculous to think that we're wasting how many hundreds of thousands of dollars on a phony trial / investigation when there's nothing to investigate. And even, where does it stop?
Well, that was the question I was just going to ask you. Where does it stop?
I don't know. I mean, they let Hillary and Bill Clinton get away with murder. She is under investigation for those emails. But yet, all that uranium she gave to Russia, and then Bill Clinton goes over there and gets $500,000 to open his mouth and put out a bunch of who knows what. I mean, talk about, working, under the table and making money off of supposed deals.
You know,
I mean, why are we giving?
I'll tell you one thing that kind of gets to me, too. I mean, even though the Intelligence Committee is having these hearings, the rest of Congress, they're still having committee meetings. They're still doing things. And yet very little is actually getting accomplished. Do you think it's because we've got a Congress full of front runners who just want to see how this whole thing comes out before they decide where their loyalties lie?
I think it's more
about purity. I think you're closer than you think you are.
Well, I tell you, I think it's purity hatred. I don't think it has. They are not interested in the truth at all. All they're trying to do is make Trump look bad to a point where, okay, now we can ask for his resignation, which they are not. It isn't going to happen. I made a bet with Nate Shulman. They're not going to find one ounce of anything that Trump has done wrong. He hasn't colluded with the Russians on the election or anything else. And it's going to inevitably it'll come to that. You know, they're going to wind, just like when they went after Oliver North. They thought they had the goods on him. And when they were all said and done, even Joe Biden complimented him on, you know, doing a, you know, how much of a, you know, he appreciated what they did, you know, what Oliver North did. I mean, it totally fell apart on them. They thought they had Reagan and they were going to crucify him. And guess what? It didn't happen. And he was exonerated, and so was Oliver North. And they still don't learn, And as far as that, like I said, that poll, I wouldn't believe the media if they told me my name. I'd check my birth certificate.
See, therein is part of the problem. Nobody believes anybody, and I don't know. I don't know when that stops. I don't know when.
Or everybody believes somebody, but a very small percentage of the people.
Yeah,
because they're hearing so many different stories.
When does that stop? When do we start back up? When do we trust anybody again? Ever?
Yeah, I got one question. I got one question for you guys. Can you tell me or anybody else any proof at all that has come out that said Trump did anything wrong? I haven't heard it.
All we've had so far is testimony from somebody. We haven't seen anything written down.
Yeah, nothing. Not one thing. There's not one thing that they've got more on Hillary for those stupid emails. They got plenty to. You want to indict somebody? You want to go after somebody? Go after her. If I did that, or you did that, what she did, we'd be in jail. There's no question. Especially.
To be fair, if I set up my own server at home, nobody would care. But I understand what you mean.
Yeah, if we were in that position, when I was in the Army, because I had a secret clearance at a certain time, if I was caught doing anything, a training manual that had our radio codes in it that we weren't using. We were using that version, but if I had taken that training manual and shown it to anybody that didn't have a secret clearance, I could have been court-martialed. Even if I just said, hey, check this out. This is the seat. We do it this way. And not even let them have it. Just show it to them.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry. Terry's fired up today.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ever going to trust anybody again, Chris?
I think the percentages of people we trust will always be a lot smaller than they may have been in the past.
KBOI News Time, 9:55. Open phones Friday, coming up tomorrow. See you then.